With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Labor Day travel numbers will be high, very high. AAA's Aixa Diaz says, on average, Labor Day drivers won't have to spend as much on gas as last year.
We haven't seen gas prices this low since March of earlier this year. So that's good news for drivers. You're not paying quite as much as you were even earlier this summer or compared to last Labor Day weekend.
The highest gas prices are in the western U.S. The lowest are in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and other southern states. Also at SRNNews.com, the special counsel has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump in the 2020 election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Jack Smith is keeping the same criminal charges, but he narrowed the allegations against Trump following a Supreme Court opinion granting broad immunity to former presidents for official acts. The new indictment removes items covered by the immunity ruling, including Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. But it keeps allegations related to the former president's interactions with Vice President Mike Pence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The UN Security Council has demanded a halt to the growing attacks between Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists and Israeli forces and warned that further escalation of their decades-old discord carries the high risk of leading to a more widespread conflict. The council's 15 members unanimously approved that resolution. A Russian missile slammed in Ukraine President Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed four civilians. Russia has stepped up its bombing earlier this week with its biggest onslaught in weeks. The Dow is down 195 points. The NASDAQ composite losing 200. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is visiting Germany on a post-Brexit fence-mending mission.
As he arrived in Berlin, the Prime Minister said he wanted to turn a corner on Brexit and fix the broken relationships with the EU's biggest players. In a meeting with Chancellor Scholz, both leaders will declare their ambition to sign a treaty covering defence cooperation, trade and illegal migration. And both sides want the negotiations to conclude within 6 months. Sakir will also meet the German president before travelling to Paris, where he will attend the Paralympics opening ceremony and meet President Macron.
The BBC's Henry Zeffman. Just weeks after hosting the Olympics, the summer of sports in Paris begins its final chapter. With the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games, more than 4,000 athletes with physical, visual, and intellectual impairments will be competing in 22 sports. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visiting Germany on a post-Brexit fence-mending mission.
As he arrived in Berlin, the Prime Minister said he wanted to turn a corner on Brexit and fix the broken relationships with the EU's biggest players. In a meeting with Chancellor Scholz, both leaders will declare their ambition to sign a treaty covering defence cooperation, trade and illegal migration. And both sides want the negotiations to conclude within 6 months. Sakir will also meet the German president before travelling to Paris, where he will attend the Paralympics opening ceremony and meet President Macron.
A NASA rover on Mars tackling a new challenge and climbing to the rim of a crater. The rover, called Perseverance, started that steep climb on Tuesday. It spent the last 3.5 years exploring the bottom of the crater where it landed in 2021. So far, it's collected 22 rock core samples. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.